Today, companies are drowning under the constant injection of data and the high amount of transactions that their systems perform, sometimes in the trillions. A system that becomes swamped by transaction overload can bog down many a system, and in the bog of all that data, users often struggle to find the information they're looking for. I'm Peter Bochner, site editor for SearchSAP.com, and I'm here today with Deepak Sood for some insight on how to perform data archiving in an SAP environment. Deepak is director of ILM practices and a partner at Auritas, an SAP consulting firm in Florida. The company, whose website is www.auritas.com, offers SAP services that improve the user experience by enhancing their ability to easily access and manage SAP data. Auritas is considered a leader in the SAP data archiving, document imaging, and DART communities. DART is a data retention tool for extracting storage from SAP systems. As an SAP consultant, Deepak has worked with institutions such as MIT and has experience with third-party storage firms such as OpenText. He has spoken at many ASUG events and SAP Insider conferences on the subject of data archiving. Deepak, I appreciate your making the time to discuss data archiving and SAP today with us. Let's get started. You know, it seems to me that the process of archiving data in an SAP environment is dependent not just on the storage infrastructure, but the SAP application as well. In what ways is archiving in an SAP environment simple, and in what ways is it a complex process?
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Peter. Data archiving as a process right from the inception in the R2 environment has been a very defined process. There are similar transaction code what have been used by SAP for execution of the archiving job. So, per se, SAP, I would say, has done a good job in making sure that you are using a similar transaction code and functionality for executing the archiving process. However, if you are looking for more of the impact analysis to identify what business processes are going to be changed, impacted, or improved by archiving, this is where the whole analysis of archiving is required. So this is where the whole challenge of archiving is. So if you ask me what is the challenge or the hard part into archiving, I would say that you can learn how to execute archiving jobs. There are some differences of archiving jobs in SAP HR, but for the most part, standard part in SAP R3, all of those things are done using a single transaction code and called SARA. But the impact of those archiving objects, for example, archiving a sales order as opposed to archiving purchase orders as opposed to archiving financial documents, the impact of that on your business processes, on the way you handle your reports, on the way you how you retrieve information, is quite big, and that's where the big piece of this archiving project analysis is required, and that's where the big challenge is.
Deepak, in the companies that you have worked with, who's usually in charge of the archiving process? Is it the SAP administrator or the storage team, or is it a collaborative effort, or is there a special archiving administrator?
It's a mixed bag in the industry. It depends upon the volume of data you're archiving. If you have now, a lot of volume where you're archiving up to a terabyte of information, you might have to have an independent archiving administrator in your environment. However, for the most companies, it is a distributed task effort. For instance, the execution of the archiving job, the storage, the authorization concept, as well as maintenance of the archiving job is being owned by your infrastructure or by your base system. So they're going to be running the archiving jobs and all, and they're going to be maintaining the records archived successfully, your delete jobs ran successfully, they have been stored in your third-party storage medium or in the file system successfully, and your users have the required authorization to access all the archive data. The other piece to the puzzle is how do you want to configure your archiving object? How do you want to define your variants? Now, that is a piece which should be owned, and it's highly recommended by your functional owner team. It may be your functional support team, or it may be your functional lead or design team. This is where you're going to define how the archiving is going to work. What would be the selection criteria based on it, on which you're going to pull the data from your different SAP tables, create the archive file, and when you're going to delete that information out of the SAP system. So to answer your question, Peter, it's a combination between basis team as well as your functional owners.
Deepak, my understanding is that SAP supports its own method for data archiving in R3 Enterprise systems. Now, when you're called into a customer environment, how do you determine if the SAP archiving technology there is sufficient to handle all that user's archiving needs, or if they need to look at third-party archiving software solutions?
Well, there are two pieces, I would say, in the whole archiving process, what you have to look into. One is, do you need any kind of additional software within SAP to retrieve the information or to display the archived data? Number two is, do you need any additional software or a third-party company, storage company, to manage your archive files which are sitting outside? For the first requirement, I would say that the need for having a third-party retrieval solution is practically gone these days, because SAP has done such a good job, and you know they are constantly evolving and providing more features and functionalities in which you can access all your data, both online and archive data, seamlessly from SAP transaction codes and reports. There would be some areas where you will have some challenges, like archive enabling your custom reports or your Y and Z reports. But there are features and functionalities which are available now in which you can archive enable those reports pretty quickly, within a day or two. And if you need more details, you can definitely come to our website, www.oritas.com, and we can provide you more details around that, how you are able to do that. The second piece is, how do you evaluate the storage options? You can do archiving of data and choose to keep it into a file system. You can choose to have a third-party storage medium provided by SAP called SAP Content Server. And then there are more than 50 certified storage vendors who provide the ability to store those archive files as well as the linked documents. Now, which solution is the best option for you? How third-party is, what kind of benefit do a third-party storage solution provide to you as opposed to standard file system or any other medium? That is something you have to evaluate again. We have identified that there are about 60 parameters which you can do the evaluation on, and based on that, you can build your matrix and a number quadrant and identify what solution, and again, if you're going for third-party, which third-party solution would be the best option for you? And again, we can provide you more details. If you're looking for that, please refer to the website or try to get in touch with any one of us.
Deepak, maybe we ought to back up here 1 minute, and I should ask you, what factors go into determining if a company even needs to do data archiving? Is it just a question of how much data they have on their applications?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, Peter. There are four primary factors, I would say, what mandates a company to do data archiving. The primary piece which every company looks for is the database growth. When you cross that threshold of 1 terabyte, that itself is giving you, a pointer that it's time to manage your data and control the database, the size of your system. And SAP recommends that, if you have certain tables which has grown from a particular threshold level of, million or 10 million records, depending upon your size of business, you need to develop an archiving strategy. As a matter of fact, if you look into their, the early watch report, what they send, they strongly recommend you to look into data archiving as one of the things. The other factors, what you're looking into, which contributes towards defining data archiving is database growth. As the business is growing, your database growth is improving, or database growth is, going at a parabolic curve. Second other pieces is, as the database size increases with your current processing power, you're going to realize that your performance is degrading. So your reports are timing out, your online transaction processing time for accessing any kind of transactional data is decreasing. What that results in, it results in is the reduction of your performance as well as the productivity of your employees. So that's another challenge or the drivers for data archiving. And last but not the least, these days, a lot of companies are looking at data archiving from a compliance perspective. There are certain kind of records in your environment now, you know, if you look into your record retention policy, that are, you know, liable to be destroyed based on your record retention policy. There is no way of archiving or destroying the data unless you archive and delete that information out of your SAP environment, and that's the last driver for doing data archiving.
Deepak, in your expert opinion, what is the most common archiving-related pitfall or challenge in an SAP environment?
Before I answer that question, Peter, I'd like to mention some pointers out here, and based on that, I'll give you some examples where companies have challenges when they are implementing an archiving solution. The first piece I would like to, you know, address out here is that data archiving is a process in which you're creating an archive file, and then you're storing that archive file onto a secondary medium, and then deleting the information out of your R3 database. In all practical terms, you are deleting information out of your R3 database. What we are at that point saying is that the information has been deleted, but you are able to access that information from your SAP standard transactions in most of the cases, and you are able to view the information. If there are any kind of challenges where the business process broke down, certain linkages did not work, certain drill down doesn't work, certain reports have not providing the information as intended, that is a big challenge and a pitfall which needs to be reviewed before the actual execution happens. Now, that said, what are the typical pitfalls? The biggest pitfall which I find for, you know, an archiving project is that not the intended data is not getting archived. To give an example, that when we did the database analysis, we found out that if we use this archive object, we're going to archive 10 million records. When we did the actual archiving, we found out that only 7 million of those records got archived. Why did 30% of those records did not get archived? There could be multitude of those reasons. You know, the records are not being cleared, the processing has not happened, the records were not closed and all. But that's a typical pitfall which needs to be looked into upfront before doing the actual execution to have a clean, archiving effort. Another challenge, I would say, it's not a pitfall, but it's a big challenge which comes into a pitfall or becomes a pitfall for a continuity of an archiving project is having access to archive data through your custom reports. Many a times you're going to find out that your custom reports are not able to pull information from the archive files. You can archive or enable those reports, but if you do not do that, that becomes a big challenge, especially if you have a lot of custom reports in your SAP environment. And another area which I feel very strongly is the continuity of the archiving project or archiving effort. So you will find that there are a lot of companies who will run the archive job one time, kind of realize the benefit out of it. Well, we saved the storage by, 40% running these six archive objects, and, you know, we are all golden. No, if you want to see a full archiving ROI, return on investment from your archiving project, you have to build it as an automated process in which you fully automated trying to, from configuration to building a dynamic variant to automatic storage, and it is all running in the background. So I think, or at least from our perspective, it is considered a challenge or a pitfall if we do not see the full ROI of your archiving project, and if it is not automated fully, you know, that will become a challenge for the company.
Deepak, why are there special archiving concepts for SAP NetWeaver BI? I mean, isn't data data?
That's true. Data is data, but it depends upon how the data is structured. So a primary difference between an SAP R3 environment and SAP BI environment is the way it is being stored. In SAP R3, we are having an OLTP kind of structure, which is online transaction processing structure of the database. BI, on the other hand, is OLAP structure, which is a different kind of structure in which you are trying to access information which is more intended towards providing high efficiency reporting and all. So what is the direct impact of that? The direct impact of that is that when you're developing your archiving functionality, the functionality works totally differently. Because in OLTP, you have your fixed processes, fixed retrieval methods. On the other side, in the BI environment, for instance, we are building our own cubes. It's not defined. It is not static, the whole structure. You can build it specific to your own requirements, your own reporting requirements. So what happens, you know, which directly relates to what is it that is, you know, different and what is, you know, SAP providing in other areas is there is a new term called nearline storage. This term has been coined as of NetWeaver 2004S release of SAP. What it is SAP has released a new API in which you are able to access both online and archive data in SAP BI through the standard queries as well as your, you know, BEX queries and portal queries, you know, seamlessly. Now, you might ask, like, why do we need that? When SAP developed the archiving process in SAP BI, you ran the archive job, you ran the delete job, and you created an archive file, and you reduced the information out of your cubes and ODS and PSAs. Well, the retrieval process could not be developed as strong as what it is in SAP R3. If you wanted to retrieve the information, you had to bring that information back either into a new cube or into the same cube, meaning reload it back, and only then you can do the reporting. Now, you know, this is not a practical way of doing things. If you want to go quite aggressive on archiving, let's say archive data which is 6 months and older, and if a user is looking for, you do not want to ask people to do a reloading real time. So to address that requirement, this nearline storage concept was created in which it leaves a pointer in your cubes and all based on the API SAP has developed. And then when you run your queries, it automatically detects information both from your online database as well as archive and display the information seamlessly to the users. Typical thing I would like to mention out here is you have to purchase a nearline, third-party nearline storage medium, a certified third-party storage for doing it. There are a lot of different third-party nearline storage companies these days. Some have the compression up to 90%. And again, I think different companies are going to fit different requirements. You might want to evaluate and find out which is the perfect company which will fit your requirement.
Okay, Deepak, a few questions ago, you talked about compliance. Are enterprise archiving products getting more complex as demands for things like corporate compliance dictate that they incorporate features such as search, data classification, and e-discovery capabilities?
I would say that is a correct statement. I would define it as that the requirement from the enterprise product is becoming more and more complex. The compliance, the retention, the destruction, the e-discovery requirement is forcing the companies and, you know, ERP platforms like SAP to develop or evolve their, you know, applications to comply with those requirements. And SAP is, you know, is right up to the challenge for doing it. And, you know, they have been developing functionalities and features with multiple versions of their releases, like archive file routing and things like that. I mean, and, you know, as of latest release, ECC6, now there's a new product which is coming called ILM, SAP ILM, called Information Lifecycle Management. It's in a ramp-up phase, but this product offers a lot more features, like you are able to, as I mentioned, do archive file routing, archive file splitting. You are able to have all kind of discoveries in which you can identify the location of your data as well as document, its location, and how you can manage all that data and documents from their record retention perspective. If you want to implement your record retention as well as destruction policy, you can use this tool for doing that. If you have a legal hold based on certain kind of lawsuits with certain customer or vendor in which you want to retain certain record and destroy the rest of them for your compliance, you are able to do it. So it's a very powerful product. It is coming in the market right now. I think it is going to be released probably second quarter of the year 2009 for general release to the customer right now in the ISN rental fees, and I think it will address all the requirements for compliance as well as destruction as well as retention.
Well, Deepak, thanks for sharing your insights with us today on best practices for data archiving in an SAP environment. It sounds like your company, Auritas, is involved in a lot of interesting things, and I look forward to talking to you again down the road. Signing off, this is Peter Bochner, site editor for SearchSAP.com, and today we've been talking to Deepak Sood, director of ILM practices for Auritas, an SAP consulting firm. Thanks again, Deepak.
Thank you, Peter.